Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by South Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.
Well, as the big voice told you, this is Growing the Game with Ballsy. The mandate of this podcast has always been to grow amateur football here in Saskatchewan and highlight our own athletes, coaches, volunteers that help make this game so great and keep it alive and vibrant in the grassroots level. This week, I'm going to steal a segment called On the Bench with Ballsy that I do on a regular basis on our new sports show on 620 CKRM called Sportscade Sunday with yours truly. It's where I highlight amateur athletes. Well, for the first time ever, I interviewed my son, Ethan Ball, who is off to play next year with the University of North Dakota Fighting Hawks in NCAA Division I. So this is from the sports show, Sportscade Sunday. Hope you enjoy. And this is On the Bench with Ballsy, or should I say Ballsies, as it were. Yeah, okay, so the other day I'm watching the Edmonton Oilers play the Boston Bruins, and Louis DeBrusque is between the benches behind the glass, and he's commentating a game that involves his son, Jake DeBrusque, and the Bruins. And I thought he did a great job of being impartial, so I'll try to do the same thing. It's Michael Ball interviewing his son, Ethan Ball. How are you, Ethan?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Okay, so Ethan, you chose the University of North Dakota Fighting Hawks. Why did you decide to go there?
I went on all my visits here up in Canada, on all my recruiting visits. I had a great time, and then ultimately decided on signing with the Calgary Dinos. I'd like to thank their coaching staff for being nothing but supportive through this process. And then ultimately, I signed with them and then got a official visit to the University of North Dakota and kind of everything kind of came together there, and they thought it was the best opportunity for me to continue my football career and give a shot at Division I football. So that's kind of where that went.
No, I never knew. I'm your dad, and I never knew it was your dream really to go Division I. But was that like, I mean, I knew you wanted to play the best football you could, but whenever I'd ask you, you'd never really tell me. So when did you kind of decide it was ultimately what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I don't know. It's always just kind of been in the back of my mind that I always want to play the highest level football that I can, and I think that's the best opportunity to do so. And I think it kind of all came from the camps that went on in the States there, down in the Midwest, Chicago, Wisconsin, South Dakota, all those camps. And I kind of saw the competition and how I stacked up, and I really felt that I could do it. So when the opportunity presented itself, I just thought I had to take a shot at it.
Now, they're adding you as a safety, and you're a receiver. Now, you played 1 year of safety and 1 year of corner with the Riffle Royals, and safety in the Canadian game is different than safety down south. So what are you expecting? And are you hoping one day maybe to be a receiver? Or how are you approaching this?
I don't know. I have confidence in my ability that I'm an athlete and I can do things on both sides of the ball. So I guess whatever they need me at, I'm going to obviously train right now with coaches and stuff at safety, work on technique, get better at that, because I'm obviously not the greatest, but I have confidence in my ability that I can play either receiver or safety, whatever gets me on the field faster and making an impact for the team. So
Ethan Ball, so let's talk about some of the people that helped you get there. You talked about going to the Midwest. How about Zelko Stefanovic and the Selects football program? He was instrumental in sending you around the States.
Yeah, it was awesome. We went on that trip together. We started off, and it was probably the most driving I've ever been on in my life, and he drove us around, took us all these camps. We started off in went to Northwestern, went back to Wisconsin, and then South Dakota. So it was kind of bang, bang, bang a week. But he was a great guy, and he really really supported me through all this, and I really got to thank him for getting me where I am now.
And of course, you got a couple of great trainers. You actually have worked out. You worked out a couple summers ago with Ethan Bear, who is now kicking butt with our favorite team, the Edmonton Oilers. But you work out with Shea Hirolko and also Rod Flair over there at Evolution in the South End. Just talk about those two guys.
Yeah, I think I've been working out with them for 3 or 4 years now, and training around other high-performance athletes has really helped me get to see what guys like Jaden Schwartz do in the NHL, Ethan Bear, kind of the things that go into being a professional athlete and kind of all the little things that they do to be great off the ice kind of thing. So obviously Rod and Shea have really helped me, and I think the biggest thing they've helped me with is my speed and speed training and everything like that. So big props to them. They're kind of the ones that have got me to where I am today.
Okay, and in terms of your high school coaches, too, you had a couple of good high school coaches. I know Dwayne L. is a guy that is a defensive coordinator, went to UND and actually played for the Rams, too, and he's actually the recruiting coordinator for the Rams, but he helped you out in this process, too, and, of course, Derek Pilon over there, too, at Riffle.
Yeah, Derek Pion and Dwayne L have been nothing but supportive for me. Mr. L has definitely helped me through this process, given me a lot of pointers, a lot of tips, since he's kind of went through the same thing. So his support and his knowledge has really been instrumental to me making this decision, absolutely.
As we look at this now, what are your goals? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish? Is it, you know, everybody wants to play pro football. Is that ultimately what you want to do?
That's ultimately the goal. The goal is ultimately get my school paid for, get a great education. So if football doesn't work out, that's kind of the path you can take. But the competitor, you always want to play at the highest level, and the highest level is pro football. So that's always been the goal for me, and that's kind of what I'm aiming at.
What pro athlete did you look up to when you were growing up?
Well, obviously you and I were always Charger fans, so I love Philip Rivers. I always thought he was a great guy on and off the field and the ultimate competitor. And then, I don't know, there's guys like LeBron James, obviously Connor McDavid, the guys that are at the top of their game and their sport that you always look at and kind of try to take things away from what they do on and off the court or field or ice or whatever their profession is. So,
okay, so what piece of advice do you have to, for somebody that's coming up like you next year in a couple of years that's looking for a school or looking, you know, to get into this process of being wooed by a bunch of different schools?
I think the biggest thing is you got to enjoy it. It's going to be stressful, but enjoy the trips you get to go on, the people you get to meet. I don't know, it's a great time. You're going to make friends, you're going to make friendships, you're going to have good bonds and everything. And I think it's just enjoying the process because it does get stressful, it does get hard. Ultimately enjoying it and then sitting down and really coming out with the pros and cons about what you want. It's not what anybody else wants, it's about what you want at the end of the day and making that decision for yourself and your future.
Yeah, you've met a lot of cool people. Jabari Arthur, Wayne Harris over in Calgary, Chris Morris in Alberta with Ricky Walters. There's Scott Flory, Paul Waldo, Chris Lamberis, just to name a few over at the U of S Huskies. You had Guelph, you had Ryan Shahan, the Coach Snyder in Queens. I mean, the list goes on. Lots of cool guys that you would never have met before.
Oh, it's awesome. I got all their contacts on my phone, and they've been nothing but awesome throughout this process as well, texting me, congratulating me. So definitely going to stay in contact with all those guys, and they've definitely reached out and said they're going to continue to give me pointers and kind of be there as a fan for me and support me through this. So
and awesome. And lastly, Ethan, it's okay to thank your mom and dad too.
Oh, absolutely. You're the reason that I played football. I still remember being a 5-year-old on Singer Crescent diving over the couch in our living room with my LT jersey on with the squishy yellow football. So that's kind of where it all started.
Yeah, watching our Chargers break our hearts, and then they moved away, and now we hope Rivers joins the Colts. And of course, mom washed your stuff and your baba made you food, so there's lots of praise to go around.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for this, Ethan. I'll see you when you're back at my house.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
See ya. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.